Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, just shooting from the hip, friends. Just a reminder to those that have not heard this before, a genuinely deadly pandemic does not require 24/7 advertisements to remind you that it exists. Real pandemics don't need marketing campaigns and endless propagandas, but psychological operations are absolute. And they are absolute in play today, no question about it. 95% of the people and the second age category have now received the vaccinations, friends. Really? Maybe this is why they have everybody separated, right? Because they don't want you communicating to find out that that's a bunch of lies. That's all it is, friends. Proverbs 19:9. They're liars. There's no truth in these people whatsoever, friends. Again, the objective here is to throw propaganda down on the people so they drink the Kool-Aid and that they believe, well, 95% of them have already gotten their vaccinations. Well, I better go get mine then because, after all, everybody else is doing it. So what, Christians? What if everybody else is doing it? It's not your job to go with the flow. Remember, wide and broad, the way that leads to hell. But Jesus said in Matthew 7, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Come on, we got to get our game on here, friends. And I'm here to tell you again, once again, friends, they're lying to you. Those numbers are fabricated. And it's just like everything else. Their tallies from manufactured death certificates to their tallies, their manufactured positive COVID tests, which we've debunked 1,500 times here over the last 13, 14 months, I believe we're coming up on now. But again, friends, we got to wake up as to what's going on in this country, because everything that you are hearing from the mainstream media is absolutely a lie and nothing short of it, okay? I wanted to tell you that we're going to be talking about, in just a couple of minutes, I want to get some videos in here and some audio for you before we get to our guest. Another one, taking it within the enemy's gates. We're going to have attorney Matt DiPerno on with us from Michigan, who is literally taking it in concerning voter fraud. And I love this, because this is what it's about. People are saying they want the resolve. We're showing you how it's done. We show the world our faith by our works, James 2:14 through 26. And the fact of the matter is, that's how we bring about resolve. Right? Because again, faith without works is dead. So we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes before, and a couple of moments. Before we get to that, I wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out online, please do. I'm just going to do this kind of backwards real quick. If you're online or social media platforms, if you go to beforeitsnews.com or right up on the top left, go ahead and click onto that and join us on social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to check us out on radio, you can go to Genesis Communication Networks. You can see right there that we are the number one and number two show throughout the week and the weekend out of 65 different show hosts. Again, Genesis Communication Networks, if you want to listen to us while you're driving, whatever the case might be, you can listen to the replays 24/7 if you so desire. If you want to go online, please subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll see it right next to our little Content 2020 Film Festival and Media Summit Truth in Journalism Award, a national award given unto us over at the sonsoflibertymedia.com, where we're constantly being censored and suppressed and throttled by the big tech companies. And the only reason they do that, friends, is because those people that they're attacking are the ones that are exposing them. Read John 7:7 when you get a moment. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, go to the right side of the page. Okay, when you go to the right side of the page, you'll see both the morning show and the afternoon show. Okay, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll always be there on that platform. So with that said, friends, if you also want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to tee it up for this because we're going to have Matt DiPerno on with us at the half-hour mark. But before we get to that, I want to show you some stuff you probably haven't seen or heard. Okay? And again, what we do is we like to kind of like scan the social media platforms to see what's out there, because oftentimes the information will get out there and we'll capture it because we know that the big tech companies are going to try to do their best to censor your First Amendment, which is completely unlawful. It's completely unlawful. I'm saying that on purpose. They're breaking the law. They're breaking the law, friends. And what we like to do is we like to capture that information, those videos, the audios that may be there, because again, we know that sooner or later they're going to pull them down. In the process of doing that, I've gotten one of the videos today, and I want to lay this out to you, and I'm going to tee it up, so I'll play this audio video for you right after the hard break that's coming up in about 3 minutes here. But this is what I want to lay to your candor. If you are divided in this country against one another, now I'm not talking about the good guys being divided against the bad guys. No, that's purpose. There's supposed to be that divide, right? Ezekiel 44:23, read it when you get a moment. I'm talking about the good people being divided against the good people. If you're divided against each other and you're fighting amongst each other, okay, you're still not paying attention to what's actually going on here, okay? Again, Mark 3:25 comes to my aid. If a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And who attempts to pit one another against one another more than the media and the mainstream media, right? The mainstream media and corrupt politicians. Okay, they're the ones that are constantly dividing the American people or doing their best to do so. Okay, there is nobody. If there's one thing that I reiterate over and over again with a question mark behind it, it's this. Again, who incites domestic insurrection more than corrupt politicians and the mainstream media whose strings are being pulled by the powers that are tolerated? And that's purposed the way that I said that, because everybody knows who the Bill Gates of the world are. Everybody knows who the George Soroses of the world are. Everybody knows who the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds are, right? Everybody knows who's on the Council on Foreign Relations. Everybody just loves to blow these guys up like they're really in control. My Bible tells me just the exact opposite. My Father, which is in heaven, who sits next to my big brother, Jesus Christ, the captain of my salvation, he is, in fact, the governor of all nations. Okay? But what I want to tell you and what I want to share with you is, again, we already know who all these guys are. We know who all the bad guys are, right? I mean, again, it isn't like the people on a global basis don't know who the criminals are, because they are very well known to all of us. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to show you how it's the bad guys that are using the mainstream media to divide the good people one against another so we can be easily conquered, okay? And I'm going to show you some video as well. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I've said this before, but I want to say it again. I've noticed that when we've had guests on that are actually bringing forth victories, I've noticed that people don't really care that much about it. And we all know why, right? Because they want to go forth and give a message of gloom and doom. The fact of the matter is, if you actually fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, you get the results. And when you get the results, that kind of counters the gloom and doomers, right? I mean, you would think that people want to be directed to bring about the resolve, and that's what we're doing here. That's what we've done since day one. That's what we've been doing for 23 years here. I was just talking to Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty radio show, morning host, and I said, isn't it interesting? If there's error in your message, you'll have a massive, massive, massive following. If you parrot the propagandists through the mainstream media, you'll get a massive following. When you tell them the truth, well, the truth is like is, well, let me say it this way. You put the Bible in their hands, and they don't want to read the Bible because they know that they have to do something in response to what the commands are. And therein, that's why they're in trouble. Okay, and that's exactly what we see all day long. Matter of fact, when we first started sonsoflibertymedia.com, I said, listen, I want some good news on the site. I want victories on the site. And we would post one out of the 13 to 15 that we had on every day. Nobody cared. If it was gossip, man, you had, I'll tell you what, you know, 1,000 to 250,000 shares. But if it's the good news, oh, you have 35 shares on there. What's wrong with people, man? Really? And isn't it interesting, those that continuously fuel the negative message, which is counter to the gospel, isn't it interesting? It's like somehow or another they want to justify that they were right about the fact that there's nothing that we can do about saving our country and handing off the baton to our posterity the way that our forefathers did. I mean, if you want to know what can be done, look at the history of your forefathers. Look at the history of the patriarchs found in the Bible. It was always them up against the odds, but they understood that them with God, regardless of number, they were always in the majority, and they always brought the victory. If that offends you, if victory offends you, you know what? We're not your radio show. We're not the people that you want to listen to all day long. If an offense is brought about because of a victory, I praise God for it. Because if you look at Webster's 1828, the definition of offense means anything contrary to God's moral law. So if you're offended for the right reasons, I praise God. Am I here to apologize? Absolutely not. I give no offense in my ministry. What does the word offense mean? And what did Paul mean in the New Testament when he said that? Love worketh no ill. I owe you the truth. And when I give you the truth, your blood is off my hands. An offense in my ministry is not to give you the truth that so many in this country withhold today. Okay? So just for the record, I wanted to share that because I thought it was important enough to do so. Now, what I want to do is I want to get back over to this. If you are divided and are fighting amongst each other, you still aren't paying attention, okay? Because, again, we all know who the bad guys are. Why are the bad guys, why is it that they're still free to commit a crime again tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and they've been doing it for 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 years in this country, and again, everybody in this country knows it, but they're still doing it. What is it, the American people, do you need a bad guy? No, we don't need bad guys, we need justice. For every injustice brought about by these criminals, we need to exact justice upon their heads, Deuteronomy 19:19, for the crimes that they have committed. Now, folks, these are the same criminals that I was highlighting during the last segment that have been found behind every war, genocide, scandal, and crimes against mankind. Time and time again, we know who they are. Yet again, they continue on without justice as if to suggest that they are above the law, which they are not. Read Isaiah 14, 14, and 15 when you get a moment. Now, in this current pandemic, we see them once again hiding in the shadows, attempting to forge a new world order out of a crisis that they have, in fact, created. And who are they? Ephesians 4, 14. Okay? Instead of lawfully rounding up every one of these criminals, people across the globe are fighting amongst each other. Shame on you. This needs to stop because if it continues, the victory will be handed off to those who are behind these schemes as they laugh to no end. Okay? The joke's on you, not on them. So what I want to do is I want to get over to this video and I want to show you exactly what I'm talking about because this audio video shows the absolute ignorance of a people who are not paying attention to is responsible for creating the crisis that many are faced with today. So let's go ahead and check this out.
Police are under investigation over the handling of a confrontation with a woman caught without a mask.
Check this out.
Get off of me!
Get off her! Get off her! She's got an excuse for not wearing a mask, mate. She's got a note from the doctor.
Why am I under arrest?
You're under
arrest. Why am I under arrest?
Look at this.
Don't
ignorance.
Tell the law that I have broken.
First one's Australia. This is the UK. What law have I broken? There is no law. This is arbitrary.
Yeah, you're under arrest in relation to...
Pregnant woman was arrested for a Facebook post after organizing protest. This was in Australia.
What's this?
A pregnant woman, friends.
Yeah, she's pregnant, so...
In relation to a Facebook post, in relation to a...
So Facebook, CIA operation like YouTube and Twitter, they are monitoring the activity. Not that that's new news, but the fact of the matter is they're arresting people that are organizing. See? And these are the same people that are telling you to separate, to social distance continually. Look at this. They're beating people down with sticks in certain countries. Why? Because the people are massing together in defiance towards tyranny in their prospective governments. This is what you're not hearing in the mainstream media in America today, nor are you seeing this. They don't want you freaking out.
So just because you're the police,
That yes. gives you the right to stop
anything. Here's England.
Yes. And get their details.
Because we're are
you, you need to be re-informed about the law.
See, so the citizen stands up against him, and then he starts taking him down. This is incredible. London again. This is New York.
About how New York City is enforcing social distancing.
By force.
Look.
Police officer slapping down a dude for doing absolutely nothing wrong. Bad cop. In Tennessee. Woman sitting on the bleachers without her mask on. Police officer way out of his scope of authority.
This lady over, not wearing a damn mask.
Attacking a woman, handcuffing her, taking her off the bleachers. In Toronto, Canada. You better understand what's going on here, America. This is all force compliance. So why they're in fact trying to disarm the American people right now. These countries are disarmed, by the way. One woman's Eindhoven sprayed, and she knocks her head up against the wall. She got blood running down the side of her face.
Public health measures that we talk about all the time. Uniform, wearing of mask, physical distancing.
Wow.
We know it works.
Yeah, we know it works.
Officer, why are these protesters not allowed to protest and people like you took the knee for Black Lives Matter in the summer?
Yeah. Manchester. Cop starts punching the guy in the face for not wearing a mask. You better get your game on, America. Better pay attention to what's going on here, because it's going to come to this if you, America, don't put a stop to it. And these countries that are under attack right now are looking to America to lead the way.
Why isn't your mask over your nose?
Chasing you.
Go ahead. All right,
turn
off.
Nope,
not turn off. Cop says, we're done playing with you. Because he wouldn't put a mask on. So he puts a mask on, and then they arrest him. See, friends, we need to understand it's all show. And at the very end of the video, what I'm showing here is Anthony Fauci, after his little political theater that he played for the cameras, he pulls his mask off immediately. Americans, listen, I'm getting to the point of, well, you say, Bradley, you're very austere. I'm getting to the point of being nice austere. Because what I'm telling you here, America, is that, again, you have countries all over the world that are dealing with tyranny, which is upscale two or three levels as to what you're dealing with here. If you don't put a stop to this now, this will escalate into what we see in third world countries and what we're seeing across the globe right now. This is why these people are up in arms, friends, because this is video audio that you are not getting from the mainstream media. The matter of fact, I just had a friend yesterday. I sent him over Health Impact News, and he's very keen to what's going on here. He was out in New Mexico. He's very keen to what's going on, but when I sent him the information from Health News Impact, he said, "Ooh, this is scary stuff." So he was exposed to a little bit of it, but not to the extremities of censorship that's coming from the United States of America today. So again, we better get our fight on. I'm not negotiating with you. I'm not trying to reason with you in the sense of being irrational. I'm telling you that if you don't fight for your freedoms, you're going to lose them. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The officer who shot 20-year-old Dante Wright just outside of Minneapolis is resigning. Brooklyn Police Officer Kim Potter turning in her resignation on Tuesday, which is effective immediately. In a statement, Potter saying she enjoyed being a police officer, however saying it's in everybody's best interest that she leave the force. Members of the White House COVID response team are tamping down concerns about the recommended pause of the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the recommendation coming from the FDA and CDC due to concerns about very rare blood clots.
This announcement will not have a significant impact on our vaccination program.
White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients. President Biden set to pull all American troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is leading mourners who are paying tribute to fallen Capitol Hill police officer William Billy Evans.
He was defined by his dignity, his decency, his loyalty, and his courage.
Evans lying in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. The 41-year-old Evans was killed on April 2nd when a Nation of Islam supporter rammed him and another officer with his car at the Capitol security checkpoint. Tensions continue to rise between China and the United States.
China has warned the United States not to play with fire on Taiwan issues after the Department of State updated its guidelines easing restrictions on meetings between U.S. officials and their counterparts from Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry urged the United States to immediately stop any form of U.S.-Taiwan official contacts. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we are getting booked up. 1-866-233-0747. If you're out, well, let me say it this way. If you're on the way to one of the tours in which we're going on to next month, the month after that, and the month after that, we're going to do our best to squeeze you in, okay? We want to be a part of it. 1-866-233-0747. Also, check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Go ahead and click on to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on the social media platform. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there. Click on to the social media platform. I'll do my best to pull up callers if I can, but I do have a guest right now. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Now, hang on a second. Hey, Tom from Tennessee. This is Bradley. How are you? Thanks for calling in, brother. We're not talking about the gun rights right now, so call me on another day, okay, my friend? I wanted to at least have the decency to do that concerning the time that you're taking to give me a call. So I appreciate you, Tom, another day or another topic, one of the two. But without further ado, friends, yesterday I got a phone call, actually 2 days ago. Maya Hahn called from Michigan. She is a pharmaceutical whistleblower. And she had called me and asked me if I would get Matt DiPerno on. And I said, well, who's Matt? And she told me he's another guy taking it in within the enemy's gates. And I said, well, have him give me a call. And I talked to Matt for just a couple minutes a couple days ago. And I just figured, listen, if this guy can take it to the enemy's land, taking it to the enemy, that's how you do it, friends. You don't sit there and capitulate. You don't beat around the bush. Diplomacy is a thing of the past. Remember, diplomacy is seduction in another guise. People are sick and tired of it. I said to Maya, I said, I'll take Matt on. So without further ado, we have Matt DiPerno. He's been practicing constitutional law for not 10 years, folks, but 20 years. He routinely represents elected representatives, business owners, and individuals in the area of constitutional law, equal protection, civil rights, and white-collar crimes, so on and so forth. And by the way, Matt, it's not a very short bio, but I'm impressed. And without further ado, I want to pull you up because I want you to be able to vent to 141 cities that are listening to us right now. So I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you taking the fight to the enemy's land, my friend.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I did a little due diligence on you, and I found that we're dealing with some election fraud going on in Michigan. No surprise here. We understand what Stalin said, Joseph Stalin, when he said it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting, and it seems like we're having that very issue in the state of Michigan once again. Am I right in saying that?
You are absolutely right. So I'm an attorney. I represent a patriot up in northern Michigan. And we filed a lawsuit in November challenging the results of an election in that county called Antrim County. And we are the only active case in the country that has survived any type of motion to dismiss and has got us into the discovery phase of the case. We've been able to show in this case and put out a report on Friday that's available on my website. People can look at it, where we show that we actually discovered that there's an algorithm at play in Michigan and across other states that is able to affect the election at the state level.
I want to ask you the first question, Matt. Why do you suppose it was you that actually survived the test of time, and why is your case still in court? What is the variance there, if I can ask?
Well, we filed a lawsuit in northern Michigan, a generally conservative area, and we have a judge in the case who follows the law. That's the best I can say it. And in every other challenge across the country and Michigan, these cases were filed in Detroit, Michigan, for instance, with Obama and Clinton appointed judges who didn't want to see the actual evidence that people had uncovered.
Well, you know, what blows me away is the fact that obviously we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and I'm humored by people when they talk about what Obama placed into office concerning judges or what Trump placed in as judges, because we're ruled by law, not by party affiliation, and yet we're divided on that very fact, and yet we were warned about it over 200 years ago. So it comes as no surprise to me, because as John Adams rightly said, it's the greatest evil, political evil under the Constitution, and I'm talking about unconstitutional parties. So I praise God when we find a judge that's actually doing his job and sitting during good behavior. I mean, it's almost like a novel idea to people out there now. It's almost like it's a hit or miss. Is this job, is this judge going to actually do his job or her job, or is she just going to go ahead and play the activist? It really is a messy scenario when you look at what's going on in our country today. And I didn't mean to highlight that to the point that I'm taking it right now, but I think it's important for people to understand that we are ruled by law, not by party affiliation. And until we get back to that and judges sit during good behavior, I'm telling you what, we're going to lose more of our freedoms. And we need to start holding them accountable, Article 2, Section 4. You can also find that out in Article 3, Section 1. So, Matt, can you do me a favor? Can you go ahead and share with us what you're finding concerning algorithms?
Yeah, we took a look at the 2010 census data and compared that to the actual voter registration in nine different counties across the state of Michigan. And it's just nine because that's all the time we've had so far. We're doing more, but right now we've only done nine. And when you in every single county that we've looked at so far, the registration exceeds the actual eligible population to vote. That's one thing that we found. Number two that we found is when a mathematician that we hired, a guy named Dr. Frank, when he looked at those the charts and charted out the census and the actual registrations in Michigan, he's able to create an algorithm and accurately predict the number of ballots that would be cast in every county based on age group. And then we were able to overlay the actual votes that were cast or the ballots cast, and he's able to predict these counties with 99% accuracy. So that's the second thing we found. The third thing we found is that in nine counties that we looked at, we found 66,000 ballots that are not affiliated with an actual registered voter.
Wow.
And then the fourth thing we found is that these voting machines are able to actually communicate with each other across county lines through a dedicated network. So one county can communicate with another county, and it's sort of a secret little dedicated network they have. And all you need is one person to breach any one of those computers across that dedicated network. And if they have an internet connection, then they're into the entire network.
Interesting. So let me ask you, what's the end aim here? Obviously, you want to expose the fraud for what it is, but who's at the helm of this fraud? That's what I'm curious to know.
Well, what we found is that each state has its own algorithm, which is interesting. You can't apply the one in Michigan to Ohio. It doesn't work because each state, each algorithm is based on the demographics of the state. So Michigan is overvaluing certain voters between the age of 30 and 60. Other states like Pennsylvania overvalue the ages younger than that. And that's just based on demographics of who's in the state and their voting trends. What we see is that the actual voting harvest happens at the precinct level and that the decisions are then made at the state level. And that's because, and this is real interesting, the state of Michigan, the Secretary of State, she's the person in charge of the qualified voter rolls in Michigan. And she's given over 32 entities or groups access to that voter roll, such as Rock the Vote or the Clinton Foundation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And any one of them is able to actually go into the Michigan qualified voter roll and make changes to it at any time, prior to, during the election, after the election, add voters, take out voters. And we see this massive number of voters that were registered right before the election, right at the end of October, added to the voter roll, and then 177,000 taken out right after the election. So when you're asking who does this, the question is, well, one of the 32 groups that the Secretary of State gave access to the voter roll, that's who is able to do it and manage it.
Okay, so at the end of the day, the fraud's exposed. Then are you going to seek prosecution as well? Concerning the Secretary of State here?
We've already filed a criminal complaint in Antrim County against the actual county clerk for what she did in the election.
Yeah.
And we've contacted the FBI and the state of Michigan police to let them know what we found. I was actually mocked by the FBI. That probably was no surprise to you.
Yeah.
And no response yet from the Michigan State Police.
Yeah.
But that's where we're at. I mean, certainly we want someone to look at this. And as I tell people, this shouldn't be my job, right? I'm just an attorney here in Michigan. I'm not the one who's supposed to be uncovering all this. There's actually a group in the country that's supposed to be doing this, and they're called the FBI.
Yep.
But they refuse to take action.
Well, we find over and over, Matt, that the FBI, I have friends that are former FBI, former CIA, and I know that they operate in a compartmentalized fashion. There's good guys and there's bad guys in each agency. But what we find over and over and over again, it's like it's the foxes guarding the chicken coop. And we've been taught to believe that the FBI is there looking out for the little guy, when in fact, what we find, judging them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, it's interesting to find that they're actually defending the big guys against the little guys. And we see this over and over and over again. And it just blows me away to no end. Well, folks, I'm talking to Matt DiPerno, law office out of Michigan, who's actually bringing it to the state concerning the voter fraud that they're detecting even now. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back on the other side. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Final segment right up ahead. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Real quick, we got Matt DiPerno. He's an attorney out of Michigan, detecting voter fraud. He's in court right now seeking prosecution, forgive me. And I got to tell you, Matt, you got a lot of people watching right now and a lot of shares going out right now. And so that must mean we have a lot of folks from Michigan listening in right now, out of the 141 cities that we're broadcasting into right now. We're on the final segment. And I'm just curious to know, is there anything that you would want to share more than anything while the short time that we have left? Because now is the time to do it. And I want you to give out your website as well. Because, again, I think it's information people in Michigan especially need to know and have. And for those people that are listening outside of Michigan, don't think for one moment it's not happening, because we're seeing this over and over, cycle after cycle. So we need to stand up and deal with it in fact. So, Matt, if there's anything you want to share in our final moments, please go ahead and share away, my friend.
Thanks. People can go to my website at dipernolaw.com. It's dipernolaw.com, and people can look at some of the filings that we've made in this case, especially the filing that we made on Friday with all of the graphs and charts that we have regarding the algorithm. Essentially, what the algorithm shows is that the actual comparison of the voter rolls and the registered voters compared to the actual votes that are cast actually fits perfectly together, which should be impossible in a actual election across counties or one county to the next. Just should not happen. It's too close together. But what this shows us is that this election was 100% curve fitted to an algorithm. And people need to understand that. But also at my website, people can make donations. We need them desperately based on the work we're doing. It's just a lot of work, a lot of effort we're making really to bring this information to the attention of everyone in Michigan, across the country, too. And everything we show and we reveal actually helps people in every other state, Arizona, That's Georgia, right. all these other places that are working on these similar issues, too. So, you know, we just want people to know also that we're still working on it. We haven't given up. It's important work people need to pay attention to.
Amen. On a personal note, Matt, I've noticed I'm in Minnesota right now, broadcasting out of the Minneapolis area, and I've noticed time and time again, every time the people in your state, in particular the state of Michigan, where you stand up, the Supreme Court sides with you, not once but twice. The people have a victory, not once, but twice, over and over and over again. Every time the people in that particular state have a victory, for some reason or another, Whitmer just has to stand up and rain on the victorious parade. And, of course, we see the mainstream media helping her and aiding her and abetting her, putting her in the victim position, and the people in Michigan that are actually getting these victories, they're the bad guys, they're the right-wing extremists. What do you see from the inside out? I mean, do you see some good folks in there that actually want justice here? And I'm not talking about, you know, just the average Joe, right? I'm talking about people that have been put in the incumbent positions, regardless of if it's a judge or an attorney that really wants to go after this corruption and lay the axe to the root of that tree. Are you seeing this firsthand, or are you kind of a standalone guy when it comes to the justice that you seek?
Yeah, we're really standalone. I'll tell you, it's not just Governor Whitmer, it's Secretary of State Benson, it's Attorney General Dana Nessel. They are tyrants. They are fascist in every way that you just described. There's no doubt about it. They threaten people like me with disbarment and criminal prosecution if we continue our work. But also, I got to say, it's the Republicans in the Michigan Senate and the Michigan House of Representatives who are probably my biggest enemies in this entire fight, because these were the people back in 2017 that passed the appropriation bill that allowed these electronic voting systems into our state. So every time I show that there was fraud related to these machines, they get nervous because they don't want us to expose that they were responsible for this. These are people, these are Republicans that stand without courage, without faith, without any type of moral guidance at all. These are weak people who have been elected. And I say to everyone in the state of Michigan, we need to primary these people because they are not representing us.
Amen. Amen. Well, Matt, you know what? Why don't you keep us abreast as to what's going on out there, and we will keep it out there. Again, we know that there's a lot of people listening in from Michigan even now. And if you're going to stay in the fight, I want to be right there with you and do my best to aid you in your endeavors, because we know that justice guards our liberty, and it's justice that we're missing in this country because of what we allow. You have 9.987 million people in the state of Michigan. The folks in that state, I'm sure a vast majority of them are sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I think once they get a hold of a Matt and individuals like Maya and my other friends out in Michigan that are standing up against these tyrants, because you're exactly right, tyrants they are, we all need to remember together, friends, that we can do this under God. And don't forget the slogan. And what is the slogan? The national slogan is resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And the fact of the matter is that's what we need to come back to and bring about justice, because they're not going to incriminate one another. So we have to do that. And we got a Matt DiPrano out there right now that's doing just that. And Matt, we totally appreciate your time. And for the sake of time, let's stay in touch, Matt. And again, we'll pull you up next time something transpires, or as things transpire, we'll get you back out there, my friend.
All right. Thanks, my friend. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you. Yep, you got it. Hey, now, really quick, what I want to do is I want to show you something that you probably haven't seen, and you may have, okay? So I'm not trying to be exclusive here, but there's a lot of people that don't have this information. I want to play an audio, a video, and it's a flashback. It's a computer programmer testifying that he rigged the voting machines, okay? This was back in 2000. His name is Clinton Eugene Curtis. Okay? And I want you to see it, and I want you to hear it. So let's go ahead and do it, Judah.
My name is Clinton Eugene Curtis.
And where do you reside?
Tallahassee, Florida.
And what is your profession?
I'm a computer programmer.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
2000.
In October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I work for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49 to whoever you wanted it to go to.
See?
And whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
Mr. Would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
So how would such a
they would never see the fraud
program that fixes the election, how could it be detected?
You would have to view it either in the source code, or you'd have to have a receipt and then count the hard paper against the actual vote total. Other than that, you won't see it.
All right, Mr. Curtis, if you had been asked, you or others with your professional expertise had been asked to design a protective program that would protect the Ohio elections from against such software to fix the election, could you have done so?
If we've been asked to make a program...
Listen carefully.
Sure, anybody can do it.
No, could you have designed a program or a procedure or a protocol that would have protected Ohio against this kind of rigging?
No, you have to look at the source code. You have to get probably programmers from both or all parties to look at the source code and determine if there's anything in there that shouldn't be there. I mean, it's a simple program. You're adding one to a person's total. It's 100 lines of code tops.
All right. Are you aware of whether there was any protective action in Ohio against this kind of vote rigging through software?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You were not asked to assist in the development of any protective system. Is that correct?
No, I was not.
In Europe, have you reviewed at all the election results in Ohio?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Given the availability of such vote rigging software and the testimony that has been given under oath of substantial statistical anomalies and gross differences between exit polling data and the actual tabulated results, do you have an opinion whether or not the Ohio election, presidential election, was hacked?
Yes, I would say it was. I mean, if you have exit polling data that is significantly off from the vote, then it's probably happened.
Okay, so there's just a little salt on your tongue, folks. But the bottom line is they begin to raise up names on this public record here, and it was the politicians that were the ones that were asking Clinton Eugene, Clint Curtis, right? He's an attorney, by the way, and a computer programmer, and an ex-employee of NASA and ExxonMobil. Folks, he told the world in open testimony who it was. He said in front of the world that voting machines are not only hackable to determine an election, but that he designed the program to do it in any direction that he wants to go to. So let's deal with the issues. See ya.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.